Welcome to the second audio in my series, Visioning and Goal Setting, Projecting Your Tomorrow and Heading Toward It Today. I'm Deanna Mayo of Savvy Gals Coaching and Consulting. Last time we talked about what visioning is and how important it is to have goals that inspire you and empower you to take action. Our dreams are as individual as we are. They can be large or small or anywhere in between. And in this audio, I'm going to take you through the process of self-reflection, introspection, and creating your own vision. If you feel that you are capable of a life far more enriching than the one you're currently living, and that there's untapped potential within you, then you're going to enjoy this process of creating your own vision. A vision will help you tap into what is true for you and what you truly want for all areas of your life and help you uncover your strengths and talents. You may have a voice in the back of your mind saying, "Why should I do this? My life's not so bad. I'm pretty happy." And actually, the best time to do an exercise such as this is when things are going pretty well, because you approach the process being more open and willing to welcome new ideas. I'm now going to take you through the process of creating your vision. Before you start the process of creating your vision, it's important that you get into a good place mentally so you can explore where you are currently and where you want to be in the future. The more present and centered you are, the better you can tap into where you are now, the better you can determine what you really want, and the better you can figure out how to get from where you are to where you want to go. Centering is powerful because it helps you to be fully in the present and not have your attention elsewhere. It helps you to be physically and mentally relaxed so you can be open to your discoveries. And it helps you have the intention of bringing to life something wonderfully beneficial. When you have plenty of time to dedicate to the process and are ready to create your vision, you will reflect on the questions I'm going to give you and write your thoughts. At first, your answers might seem to be unclear or incomplete, or other thoughts might pop inside your head and distract you. Don't let this discourage or stop you. Trust that it may take you a little while to warm up. Just keep asking the question, continue writing, and your thoughts will start to flow. When you are answering these questions, write down all the thoughts that come to you. Try not to judge and don't control what you write. Just let the thoughts flow freely. And most importantly, do not allow any self-limiting thoughts or voices to interfere during this process. It doesn't have to be perfect, nor is anything you write etched in stone. And there are no wrong answers. Just allow yourself the freedom to express what you feel. You may want to pause this recording after I read each question so you can reflect quietly and give yourself time to write down your answers. Here are your questions. 1. Who am I? 2. What do I truly love? 3. What am I good at? 4. When am I happiest? 5. What matters most? 6. What gets me going? 7. What holds me back? 8. What do I want for my life? Continue this process until you feel you have explored and discovered all the dreams, strengths, and talents that lie within you. Refer back to your discoveries, write more, and reflect more. Let these realizations simmer and then crystallize. The next step is to prioritize specifically what you want to pursue based on your discoveries and to set an action plan. And this wraps up audio 2. I hope you found this information to be helpful. Be sure to spend time over the next few days creating your own vision. In our next audio, we'll talk about how to put your vision into an actionable plan. Until then, this is Deanna Mayo, and here's to your fantastic success.